Good morning, everyone. What an epic weekend. Whew, God is good. So this morning, I got some time. I've barely seen Janelle all weekend. But I had some time with Jeff and Janelle this morning, and we were just kind of rehashing some things. And I love a scripture that Jeff brought up this morning. And we were just talking about how revival's here. Yeah. It's not coming, yep. Right? And I love this. Behold, I am with you. Whoa, went black there. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. He was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had. That's funny, we did that yesterday at the house. I just realized that. Took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a pillar and poured oil on its top. And one of the things that I love is that we didn't bring anything that was already here, that wasn't already here. And the first night I just felt like the Lord was like, it was really about activation. It was really about, one, activating my team, you know, which they're jumping on, you know, some of them are doing new things themselves and breaking that box, and they did it like bosses. It was awesome. And but last night was about just busting the cap off of worship, right? Just pressing in. So many people stepped into upgrades last night. It was amazing, you know, and just breaking their boxes. And I feel like I've just felt since last night that today I wanted to be aimed at blessing. We just want to leave a blessing. And so when I talked to the team this morning, I feel like I want each one of them to share what you guys did for them. Because, okay, that actually sounds in reverse that you guys are blessing them. But they've experienced so much, and I've actually been asked by quite a few of you guys, well, how does the team feel? Like, wow, they wanted to come to Longview, you know? How's the team doing? And I thought I'd give them each an opportunity to share, you know, how they feel about this weekend. And then we just really want to, at the end, we want to call the leadership up and just really pray over you guys. But I asked each one of them to jump on risk, and after they share what you guys have done for them, to just connect and see if the Lord has a word of knowledge. Remember last time when I came and I called it a pain of knowledge on accident? a word of knowledge, or, you know, just anything that the Lord's doing, you know, but to just jump on another risk, you know. And but we just want to leave huge deposits of blessing, because I feel like we might have an idea. Well, okay. Some people have an idea of what they think revival looks like, right? And this morning, I was thinking, I was thinking about how all the time I have people schedule sessions with me that I think are coming for inner healing, but they want to talk about the seer's anointing. And the first thing I do is I say, okay, I want you to write a list of exactly what you think the seer's anointing looks like. And they do. See angels and demons and giftings and anointings and this and that, whatever. They all say the same thing. And then I say, okay, now I want you to rip it up. Rip it up. Because if you have a specific idea that you think you're going for and what it's supposed to look like, you're going to miss what's right in front of your face. And so many people actually walk in a seer's anointing, but it always looks different. Some people it's vision. Some people it's a knowing. Some people it's, oh, it's craziness. There's all kinds of stuff, right? There isn't a box, right? So I say the same thing regarding revival. The doors got blown off of this place spiritually, right? This isn't contained. It's not even contained now. And it's going to keep going. So many different people were represented here. So many different people came from other states. And like my cousin last night was talking about the connection, you know? And so it's here. It's here. And you're equipped. And you have the tools. Rocking it out, you know? So one by one, anybody want to volunteer first? Mama Barb. Oh, snap. This woman, I'm going to bust you out. I call this woman the stealth bomber. I have for a long time because she's the one that wants to stay quiet in the back. She's got them eyes. And she just hones in. And she is able to spot a hurt back like 3 miles away. And then she'll just come up like she's hugging you, like she just did me right now. Just put her hand right here. And she'll just grin and nod at you as the next thing you know, your pain's gone, you know? And so I'm going to throw you out here first. I kind of like it.
So we were playing host wards this morning.
Yes.
Who is the best hostess? And we were bragging. And I wanted to thank Tracy, wherever, yeah. I appreciate her so much for hosting me and making me well. When I walked in here, I was like almost on my hands and knees, and I'm so sick. And she just babied me and mothered me and made me well. Yeah. And so I wanted to publicly say thank you. So this place, what I've received from here is your unconditional love. You guys love well. And I want to thank you for that. But you guys are very powerful, every single one of you. And it's not they're more powerful than me, or, oh, they can pray better. You all carry the power and authority that Jesus has already given you. If you're born again, you have the power and authority to do anything. To walk behind someone and put your hand on their back and heal it. To breathe life into them and show them their identity through Jesus Christ. And all you have to do is say, Holy Lord, how do you see this person? And suddenly you'll start getting the picture. And that's the identity that he wants to give to someone. And so each and every one of you have that. And I love what you guys did this morning, is calling out healings and things. So be ready to put your hand on someone's knee or elbow or back, because you can do it. It's not you that does it. It's who's living inside of you already. And it's called a co-laboring. He's called us to co-labor with him. And it's not us doing it, and it's not him doing it. It's both of us. And it's just, it's such a good feeling to know that you're actually co-laboring with Jesus Christ. He's not far away. He's not up in heaven. He's within. And the Holy Spirit is just, and they actually get a thrill over all this. So, anything else? Jump on the risk. Did somebody walk in with headaches today? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm not going to go there. I want you all to go there. Oh, did you? Okay, good.
Release that.
Yeah, speak it out then.
You might want to take the mic to her. She got a baby.
Okay, well, can you, will it wake up the baby? Okay.
So I do, by the authority that Jesus has given me, release healing to headaches here in this house and anywhere else outside these walls, Lord. We release the power of your Spirit and your presence to meet each and every person that has migraines, even that suffers from migraines. We just ask God that you would just, I saw him snap his fingers and it was gone.
you. Thank you. So, Drew, is your headache better? It's gotten less? Okay, thank you, Jesus. So if somebody wants to go over there and just actually pray over his head, just show him where it hurts, and just and ask, tell the headache that they have no longer permission to be there.
Amen.
You know, in the name of Jesus, you don't have permission to be here. Get out of here.
Yeah.
So personally, this is just a personal thing, I believe most headaches are spiritual. I used to have migraines all the time. And then at Bethel, they said, have you told them to go, that they don't have permission? And I thought, are you kidding? I never heard that before. And so, by gosh, it works. So try that.
Mm-hmm. Next person.
Ah.
Woo. Hello. So I was, I stayed with Sandy and Dwayne Kirkland. I don't see them. Kirkwood. You guys are amazing. I'm so blessed to be in your family. Actually, I felt very like part of the family, and it was just so beautiful, and you guys just take care of us so well, and man, just really taught me a lot, actually, just hanging out with you about just kind of doing life and hanging out, and it was really a blessing to me because, you know, I don't have a lot of family, so it was just really, really special for me. So I just really appreciate you guys. You guys gave me more than I gave you, and so I just think that's the way the kingdom works. So for me, I think the highlight for me, I was talking to somebody, but just to actually see our involvement decrease and your involvement increase, like, that to me was so beautiful, like, to see, like, just, you know, like, you guys coming up here releasing. Yesterday I saw, you know, this mother kneel down and then her little daughter kneel down before her to praise the Lord, and my heart was just, like, so, like, filled with, like, that's, like, what it's about. Like, discipling generations actually starts in our own families, and, you know, being mothers and fathers actually starts from looking in our own congregation to sons and daughters that are orphaned and don't know what it's like to have family and love. And so it's a lot of times we think we have to leave in order to, you know, make disciples of nations, but it actually starts in our own churches. And I just feel like you guys just carry that so well here. Like, you just love people so well. And I just was, I mean, as a son, like, I feel so loved, and I just really appreciate all of you. So what I feel is, I'll just share this real quick with you. I just heard the Lord just say that honor illuminates revival. And I just really felt like the revival is definitely here, and but it's honor that actually gives us the eyes to see it. Yeah. And so, like, there's such a strong prophetic grace here, and I feel like the Lord's actually adding greater level of honor onto it. Whereas, like, when you're releasing a prophetic word, you're actually calling them out by who they are in the spirit so they can actually rise to who they are in the spirit. Like, you're not looking at who they are according to the flesh. You're actually looking at who they are according to the spirit. And you're actually giving a prophetic word because of their destiny, not to get them to their destiny. It's like, if we don't actually have vision for who people are, what word do we actually have for them, you know? Like, if we can't see them how the king sees them, how are we going to release the kingdom on them? And so I really feel like God's actually just anointing this church with a great, 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 great level of honor. And it's not just honor for, because the Bible says if you honor the prophet, you receive the reward. If you honor a righteous man, you receive the reward. So if we honor the spirit in each other, we can receive, right? But if we honor the spirit in ourselves, we can release. And there's so much honor for one another, but I feel like the spirit of God has been breathing actually on saying, how about we honor the spirit inside of each of us? Because it's actually the Lord Jesus, as he is, so are we in this world. And I just feel like every single person here has been activated, empowered, and blessed to be everything that you're called to be. And I feel like God is actually releasing honor that you would actually see each other how the Lord sees each other. Then you actually see yourself how the Lord sees you. And then before you know it, there's going to be such a flame in this place because you're going to be receiving and releasing from one another that people are going to come running for this house. They're going to come running for this house because the honor, the love, the family, and the discipleship that's in this place. Yeah. So I bless you guys with that.
Yeah. This has been an amazing time for me. You guys are all so rich. I wish you could see how much you hold. And I know you will, if you haven't already. I stayed with Leslie and Jerry. Where are you guys sitting? Ah, yay. You guys are awesome. And yeah, we did have host wars this morning. We got really good breakfast in case. Just you should go to their house for breakfast. And I just enjoyed listening to Jerry talk about his background and the culture and the richness that God's opened up for him and for Leslie, both of you guys. It was really interesting because when we got here on Thursday night, late, we were really late. Sorry, you guys had to wait up so late. We were paired off, and I think we were supposed to go to you had us already paired off, but we kind of ended up going wherever. And so I ended up with Leslie, and she came up to me and she said, "You look so familiar." And I was like, I knew I was going to go with her because I had had a dream about her, and I had a dream about her two daughters, and we were sitting at her table, and I was thinking, okay, this is really weird, Lord, what? And then I thought, as soon as she said I looked familiar, I was like, yeah, yep, we've met. And so I really feel like I kept all this whole weekend, I was like, Lord, why did I have that dream? What was the significance of it? But I feel like this is a season for God to bust out your dreams and your visions, and that some of you have actually already traveled in your dreams, and you've actually already done things, and the enemy said, that was just a dream. It's not real. And I'm just going to call you forth and say, steward what God's given you, let him open you up for more, because there is more. He has things for you to do in the spirit that are going to affect this entire area. He has people for you to meet and influence, things for you to do. So I just bless you with that. You guys are all powerful. And I've met some artists here. When I walked in, I thought, what in the heck am I going to do here, God? Look at all this amazing art. And so I was just blown away. Art is so powerful, you guys. It should be a part of everything that goes on, because Jesus and God is the creator. And he's placed within all of us a creative ability. So I want you guys to know that you guys have that. It's a deep well that you can draw from. And I just want to acknowledge Sue and Kim. You guys came up and painted. I feel like I've gotten more from you guys than, you know, I've given out at all. You guys are amazing. And I bless you in your journey. And I say that this church is going to be so supportive of you and your growth and anybody else that has the creativeness in you that's just dying to get out. I just bless that. And I know that you guys are going to soar. This is just the beginning. I can feel it in me. It's the beginning. I love what you said about them just seeing themselves, because that was the thing. I walked in and I thought, oh my gosh. And some of you guys don't know, like, it was kind of like you saw the goodness in everybody. You guys are so welcoming. But it's like, okay, when it comes to me, I don't really see myself yet. I say yet, because he's opening your eyes to you. And that is going to help you to give better to others. Because I think of the scripture that says, a man can only receive what he himself has been given. And God has given you things. And you have to receive those things so that you can actually give back out. So I just bless you guys in that. You guys have got so much ahead of you. You guys are so, I just feel a sense of anticipation here. Yeah. And I love what Jenna said. Revival's already here. It's in every single one of you guys, and it's not going to stop. Yeah.
I have no idea what to say. I brought my Bible just in case. But I stayed with the fiery ones. And that was Lisa and Rick. And it was definitely a God setup because I just felt right at home. And even on the first night, or like the second night, Rick was like, can we adopt you? I was like, yeah. But you just took care of us so well, and I felt so loved and at home. So thank you so much. This place, I do feel at home here. I really wish this could be my home church. It's just amazing driving around, and yes, there's some, the Longview has its stuff, but like there's just such an amazing spirit over this place. I can't wait to come back. I want to thank you, Jeff, for just freeing me to be me. I don't know if you knew, but I was super scared to worship last night on the stage. I haven't led worship to a crowd bigger than about 10 or 15 people for about 6 or 7 years, or even longer. But it was just such a joy, and I felt so covered by everyone and so supported. And it was like a team. That's what worship is. It's a team digging in, and we need absolutely everyone to dig that well. I really feel, this is what I was reading in my quiet time this morning, Colossians 4, verse 2 says, pray diligently, stay alert, with your eyes wide open in gratitude. So I charge you to thank God for all that he's done thus far. And like with thankfulness brings more. I love that testimony of, you know how Corrie ten Boom, I don't know who's read her. Yeah, just the amazing testimony of how she was in the concentration camps in Auschwitz, her and her sister. And even in that just dire need and depravity, she said to her sister, we just need to thank the Lord for everything, and even thank the Lord for the fleas. And what was crazy is that they were able to lead Bible study in their hut every single day without disruption, because the guards wouldn't go in because of the fleas. And she, in her book, she says that it was the thankfulness that actually brought the miracle. And it says also that, you know, we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And I just charge you to open your eyes with gratitude. And the more is going to come, the more is going to come. And actually, I really feel soon these walls are just going to get bigger and wider. Your tent pegs are going to get bigger and wider, and there's just going to be more people coming in. And because you foster your identity and who you are in Christ, and the gratitude that it's all from Christ. Yes, revival is great. Revival is amazing, but it's all about Jesus. Yeah, it's all about Jesus. And from that place of intimacy, just things happen. You'll just be on your day-to-day shopping in Safeway and just be at the checkout, and the Lord will pop something into your mind. And because you're so in love with Jesus, it doesn't matter if they receive it or not. So on that, is there a Joe? Or does Joe mean anything to anyone in here? Joe? Yeah? Who's Joe to you? Oh, wow. Wow, okay. I'm just going to listen for a second because all I got was Joe. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, why don't we just extend our hands towards Jeff, And we just pray in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We just say, back be healed in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Joe, we say, come alive. He's going to be a believer. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to know you, Lord. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Heaven come in his back. Heaven come. I just call every single cell, every single part of his back into alignment with heaven. Cancer, you are not that big. You have no authority over his back any longer. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Yeah. Disintegrate cancer. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Do not have permission to be here in Jesus' name. Disintegrate in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
We release harvest angels right now over him. Father, we thank you. Father, we mark him for the kingdom of God, that there will be children of God that will see the mark on him and just love on him and just release truth on him. We call him home. We call him home to the Father. And whatever's holding him back right now, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We break it right now. In Jesus' name, we release love upon him. We release freedom upon him. Yes, God, thank you, Jesus. And the spirit of truth that will actually, that will adjust him and align him for the spirit of God to fall on him right now in Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Yes. Joe will feel a shift right now as we speak these words. Right. And there's something in his heart that will change. And he'll wonder, what just happened? And so Holy Spirit, just allow him to know that it's you, you, that it's just dropped down.
Yeah. Heaven reign in his body. Heaven reign in his body. Heaven reign in his body. Heaven come, oh heaven come. Heaven reign in his body. Heaven reign in his body. Heaven reign in his body. Oh heaven come, oh heaven come. Yeah, and anyone else who's got family members struggling with cancer, just receive that for yourself and for them. Yeah. Actually, why don't you stand? Yeah. God is in the business of destroying cancer. Yeah. And why don't we just gather around them? Yeah, and just release hope. Hope and faith. Hope and faith. Haha. Thank you, God. Whoa. God, we expect miracles. Yes. We expect miracles because we prayed. I commit every single person, every single family member to you now and say that it's already done. And I say that where we come from, their prayer is it's going to be a cancer-free zone. Yes. Yeah, that's the same for you guys. That is the same for you guys. Yeah. So I bless this house and this area, that disease will have no longer authority over people. So I bless you healers. Everyone has the gift of healing, by the way. It says eagerly desire. It says lust after the gifts. We're meant to eagerly desire, lust after those gifts. So I rise up, healers, and claim the authority, because you have the authority. You'll do greater things than even Jesus did, because that's what it says. Bless you guys, and thank you.
Michelle.
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Sorry, they were in with the kids. She's like, oh, what is happening right now? So we just want to release blessing. So we want the teams letting them know, like, how you got affected this weekend, because you stepped into, like, three levels, right? So, and then at the end, kind of jump on risk and see if the Lord gives you a word of knowledge.
Okay. So there's, and I actually went to the bathroom before I got in here. So I'm not going to pee my pants, nor am I going to pass out. We're going to be good. I just wanted to commend you guys for the tremendous amount of love that you each carry. I don't think we give that enough attention. Like, I know we've got all the gifts and Holy Spirit, and you can't do any of that without love. Otherwise, we're just symbols clanging against each other and not really accomplishing anything. But the love that you guys carry for one another and, like, stepping out in that has been, like, a beautiful thing for me to see and witness. Like, I think that's been my favorite part. From Jeff, your pastor, how loving he is. Like, I can tell that you learned from him, because he emulates that, and I get to watch you guys do this very same thing in your own unique ways. And I like how unique each of you are and how you were able to, like, last night was probably my favorite, watching each of you guys get up here and be really real, and then watching the vulnerability come like that. I loved that so much. So I just wanted to commend you guys for that, and that impacting me with that, because I really felt so much love from each of you. So thank you. And I'm going to take a risk. So all morning I've had, like, this pain in my left chest area, and I just don't know if somebody has had, I almost felt like it was like a procedure that you had done, or you're going to have a procedure done for your heart. Is that anybody? Yeah. So have you had that procedure? How do you say that? I just want everybody to hear.
I have a pacemaker, and I'm getting close to having it, having a new pacemaker put in probably in the next few months.
And what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy. Can we pray for you? Yeah? Come on up here. Anybody else want to lay hands on Tammy here? You definitely can. So, Father, I just bless Tammy. I bless her heart to work the way you designed it to work, Lord. I thank you that medicine isn't a second-class healing, but that you also can work through the hands of the people working in the medical field. I bless her heart with peace. Usually when you need a pacemaker, it's because your heart doesn't beat in sync the way it's supposed to. Either beats too slow or it can beat too fast. Usually it's the first one. So I just command your heart to beat in regular rhythm. That the electrical conduction of your heart would be in alignment with heaven.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Call down the
lightning. Yeah. Yeah, so we just command that heart to beat regular. that the SA node would actually fire when it's supposed to fire. Everything to be conducted the way it's supposed to be conducted. In Jesus' name. And this, your circulatory system to be in alignment with Jesus as well. Yeah. It had no room for blood clots. Yeah. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Yeah. I think the last thing I wanted to say was to Rick and Lisa, thank you so much for taking us into your home, me and Alex. You guys have such a gift of peace, and there's just a wholeness about you, and I felt that as you welcomed us into your home. And thank you so much, and to each of you that have welcomed us into this church and into your hearts, and I really want to come back. I love it here. And I'm so excited for what the Lord's doing in this church and in this city through you guys. And I just implore you to step out, take risks. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back. So yeah. Thank you so much.
Cool. That's the kind of prayer you get when you realize she's a nurse. So. I just talked to the C reptical thing and the endoplasmic charger. Fix it. Yeah. That's good. I like that a lot. That's awesome. Well, I had the privilege of being hosted by what I consider a modern-day Mother Teresa and Gandhi through Sandy and Dwayne Kirkwood right here, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, nobody cooks like them, nobody like entertains you like them, and nobody makes you family as quick as they do. It's just such a privilege and honor for Chris and I to be able to have you guys, you know, host us for the past few days and to just be under your house, under your covering, under your roof, enjoy you and your family. Because like even their kids, like were there, or Gabe and Danny, and they were just so excited to see us and just talk to us through the little interaction we had, and it was just super encouraging, and to stay connected and stuff will be super amazing. So thank you so much for that. Awesome. No, this weekend has been super phenomenal. I've just had a lot of fun, you know? Like, you guys are such a beautiful group. My name is Matt, by the way, if some of you guys weren't here earlier this weekend. I don't know. I mean, I've done a couple things in terms of risk, like whether we're not prophetic, like sang on stage for like 2 seconds, painted a painting. But I think more than anything, I just want to share with you a piece of my heart about what you're going after is so amazing. And I'm not about to detract from that at all, but I'm about to emphasize something else, is that one of my biggest fears in life is doing what I'm doing and not having connection to the Father. Is speaking like this and being able to prophesy and heal the sick and raise the dead, all things that are biblical and will happen. But what's not guaranteed is that you do it in a place of actually knowing the Father. Like he said, many will come to me on that day saying, did I not do all these things? Because doing stuff doesn't actually mean you know him. And unfortunately, I don't understand how people could get in that place, because it's not about the stuff. It's like some people want the kingdom, but they don't actually want the king. And I wanted to just encourage and exhort you guys to never grow past becoming childlike. Like maturity in the kingdom looks like becoming like a child. And I feel like you guys do that so well here. I mean, homie Jim, like... Honestly, I can't remember how many times I said it to people this weekend. I'm like, I'll never forget you. You're one of the most eclectic like human beings I've ever met, and your personality is just hilarious. And I love it. I love it when God gets on you and you just get the feels. And I'm like that's what maturity looks like. Like, that's a role model in the kingdom, you know? Because like people think, oh, men, you know, they don't cry. I'm like, yes, they do. Yes, they do. When Holy Spirit comes on you, you're like a baby man, and you're at the mercy of a lover. Like, he's really good at that. And so I've just been so encouraged to see you guys step out and risk, like people getting up here, like jumping in the river, like all that kind of stuff. And you guys, like swinging for that, and to realize that dignity is not a fruit of the spirit. And so, yeah, come on. It's so true. It's so true. Like David said, I'll become even more undignified than this. And as a scripture, as like a banner for you guys that I felt like I was hearing in my heart is, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I feel like when you get that purity in your heart, like God can do anything with that group of people. And I feel like I've just seen that group of people, like through vulnerability, when Michelle got up the first night and saying, you know, I need people to stand who aren't feeling okay and super discouraged, I can't go on. And to see like you guys get up there and have you each other support each other. And it's like, dang, like, and I remember, I think it was Michelle saying, if we can't do it here, we can't do it outside of these walls then. If we're not gonna start doing that here and doing healthy family here and taking these risks in this place, we will never do it anywhere else. And I've just been so encouraged to see the purity in your hearts for the gospel, for Jesus Christ, and to see him get his full reward. And I just want to bless you guys and maybe even just prophesy over your family, over this house, over this church, that you guys are a pure people. Never question the purity in your hearts. I feel like some of you, and I only say it because I felt like this is something I've been feeling for the past couple days. I've been attacked in emotions that are no longer you, but you feel like it's you. Meaning I felt like yesterday in worship, a huge spirit, like I just felt so like criticizing everything around me. And I was so like, God, what is that? And going introspective, but I feel like God is saying that's not actually you. And it was something around there, like a spirit of, and I feel like God is saying that you've been delivered from things and it's come back and you feel like you're saying that's in your heart, but it's not actually in your heart anymore. It's on the outside trying to knock and get in. And so the devil's trying to trick you, make you feel like it's inside of who you are, and it's left you hopeless and in despair because you felt like the freedom you got is no longer your freedom. But I just want to let you know that that is an outside voice. It's the voice of a stranger that you do not follow. He said, my sheep hear and obey my voice, and the voice of a stranger they do not follow. And so I just want to bless all of you guys right now in Jesus' name to know the voice of the Father, that as you heal the sick, as you prophesy, as you do words of knowledge, as you step out in evangelism and break the fear of man, never let that deter from your first thing and first priority of being Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus and knowing him. That you would get before him on your hands and knees every single morning and cry out, Dad, like, I need you today. And it was amazing that we're in surrender and we're jumping off into the river, but yesterday's jump doesn't attend for today's. Yesterday's surrender doesn't transfer over for today's surrender. Just as yesterday's manna does not go in to feed you today, you need a whole new surrender today. And it's not just daily, it's hourly and it's every minute that you're surrendered to him. So yesterday's surrender isn't good enough. It doesn't transfer over. It's like getting on your hands and knees and saying, God, I'm so in need of you. Remaining poor in spirit. And I believe that that is just a marker over this church, a marker over this house, a marker over this family. The blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That there's a simplicity in the way that you guys do things, that it doesn't need to be super complicated, that it can just be like, this is how it's supposed to be and this is what we're gonna do, and you're just gonna run after it. So I just bless you right now in Jesus' name. I bless you in this whole place right now in Jesus' name to see the eyes of the Father, to see his affection running down over you and pouring over you, that you'd never graduate from becoming like a child, but you would learn from that place, that we would all honor the gift that we see over Jim of just remaining childlike, and we would see that and say, God, I want that too. I want to be undignified too. I want to look like that. I want to stay like that, because blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And I want to see you. I want to see you. I want to see you. And so I just thank you, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that these things in our heart, you don't show us that to say this is where you're not, but say this is where we're going and this is what's available. So in Jesus' mighty name, I pray for the spirit of surrender over every single individual and just keeping the main thing, and it's Jesus Christ and him receiving his full reward. Bless you guys.
I love Matt so much. We're a little different flavor from each other. And that's why I love him so much. I'm Meredith. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for... It was such an... Let me start over. Such an honor to be with you this past few days. I actually stayed with the Becks, Rita and Jerry. And so they're a little extension of this family, and I was so honored to be with them, and then to be with Jeff too. Worship is my favorite thing in the entire world. And so to be able to worship with people who know what true worship is was an honor for me. I feel like we talk a lot, or we've talked a lot about how this is a family. And I feel like some people right now feel like there's an immediate family in this body, and you feel like a distant cousin. And I just wanted to say to you right now, say to your spirit, you're not a distant cousin. You're actually a brother and a sister. Yeah. That you're all a part of the immediate family. There isn't just a core team. I mean, there is technically, but there isn't just a core. Every single one of you is necessary and beneficial for this body, and you're all a brother and a sister. Yeah. I just had a lot of fun with you guys. You guys make me feel good. And I loved, like, here, it didn't feel like I had to take a lot of risk. I was just, like, so I was doing risky things, whatever that means. But it didn't feel that way because I was so surrounded by you, by love, and covered by you. So I feel like all of the things that you saw us do are just your normal. They're just going to be your norm. People dancing around, people painting, people calling out words of knowledge. I'm just like, this is so normal here. It's the new standard. It's not a ceiling that you reach every once in a while, every couple of weekends, but it's your floor. It's your normal. It's your daily everything that you do. So, and today I actually needed prayer for something after I got off the stage. My back was hurting after I did some like twirl thing, dancing. And I didn't feel like I had to go to my team to ask for prayer. I actually walked up to Lisa and I was like, I could have asked anyone in this room, like, hey, can you pray for me? She was like, oh yeah. And I'm just like, you guys are so willing. And I love that about you. It's so great. So yeah, now that I've told you how much I love you and I want to come back, and I'm your new sister. So I'm gluten-free, so if you want to have me stay at your house, that's the kind of food I like. I'm fine with cotton sheets. You know, I'll bring my own towel. got my comfortable pants on. This is too much. Jesus. Okay. You egg me on. Okay. Other than my team member, is there somebody else in here named Cheryl or Charlotte? Or Josephine? Cool. What about Steve? I'm just kidding. Okay, is there anyone in here that has that doctors have told you have a lifelong condition? Lisa, right? Anybody else? A couple in the back. Okay. So actually, this is something the Lord has given me authority over, because I had a lifelong disease. Lifelong. And it wasn't lifelong because Jesus healed me last February. So I had Lyme disease for 9 years, and the Lord healed me last year. And I just feel like he said today he wants to heal lifelong diseases. And so if the four of you can just more. So if you do, just raise your hand. Raise your hand or stand up if you can. Awesome. And members of the family first, can you surround these people? So everyone else that doesn't have their hand raised, go put your hand on these people and we're going to pray for them. You're going to pray for them, actually. There's a grace in the room right now to be healed of lifelong diseases. It's not about words. It's about the Spirit of God bringing heaven into your body and aligning your body, aligning all of your cells with heaven. Yes, God. Jesus, I release the power of my testimony of being healed of a lifelong disease into these people's bodies right now, that it would touch every cell in their body and every cell would come into alignment with heaven, that the peace of Christ would enter you right now, that you would feel his tangible presence. Wow. Jesus, yes, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the Prince of Peace. And I call you to rise up in their body and eradicate disease. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing. I just say more, Lord. Whatever they're feeling right now, whether it's heat, trembling, coldness, peace, whatever that is, God, just increase more. Increase more, 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 more. Thank you, God. You did not destine us to live with lifelong ailments. Your destiny is health. Your destiny is for your body to prosper. Wow. And your destiny today is for a miracle. Yeah, God, I just pray the oil of heaven you would feel it drip onto your scalp right now, drip onto your head, the top of your head. Feel a couple of drops. Oh. And oil would start to run down your forehead, the healing oil of the Lord running down. Thank you, Jesus. I pray the next time everyone goes to the doctor will be surprised. The nurse will be confused. Yes. That's what I thought. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. It is done. It is finished.
Ooh, that's what I said over there. Huh. I heard the Lord.
Wow. Yeah. And all of you are going to be markers and carriers of joy. Markers and carriers of joy. Whoa. Yes. It's so great because healing isn't something we have to work for and tear, like, it doesn't have to be heavy. It can be laughter. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, God, for the simple gospel.
How are we doing on time? Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Sarah, do I need to let you sober up before you go? More, Lord. Double portion.
Oh, you guys have been such a blessing to us this weekend. First of all, thanks to Jeff and Janelle for letting me stay in their little twin bed with Star Wars bedding. I loved it. They're already like, oh, is it okay if you're staying in Star Wars bedding? And me and Jenna both have Star Wars shirts with us. And I've got a Star Wars bag that all my snacks are in. I'm like, it's fine. We love Star Wars. Oh, yeah, but thank you so much for, it's such a privilege and honor to finally meet you guys. I've heard so much about you, and I hope to have some more time coming up here, maybe another time where we get to really get to know each other. But you guys are such a blessing, and just thanks so much for letting me be a tiny little part of your family. And I know you've been that to Jenna, and that means a lot to me that you guys are family for her. And family is really what I was feeling over the you guys. You know, I've been at Bethel for nearly 12 years, and our church, on any given weekend, we have 9 to 10,000 people that come through all of our services, and which is amazing, and there's so many incredible things, and what a privilege that I get to be there. And I come to a church like this, and it makes me really miss the family, like the small local church feel. And I just want to encourage you to never take that for granted. It doesn't mean that one is better than the other or one is right or wrong. We're all in it together. Remember, what did we say? As one. That's what we said. I guess we need to remember that. I need to. But I just really felt the family feel on this church. And it actually is really encouraging because God made man and woman, and he said what? He said, go and multiply and subdue the earth. It's like his government is family. Yes. So you guys are doing something well. You're doing something right by being family. This is not just something, some random thing that you're just deciding maybe is a good idea, but it's actually a God idea. What you guys are walking into and becoming family with each other is the original commission, the thing that he originally commissioned man and wife or man and woman to do. I want to encourage you, though, family works really, really well when people know who they are, they know what role they are, and they do that role. And when we say like sons and fathers, we're talking about male, female, you know, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers. But I feel like there might be some people who are fathers, but they haven't quite stepped fully into fatherhood, still trying to be a son, which being a son is not a bad thing because we're all sons and daughters of King, but this is what I'm talking about in the context of a family. If you're a father and you're still trying to only be a son, maybe I'll put it that way, the family doesn't work as well. Does that make sense? Same with the other way around. Which way did I say already? Now I'm like, I'm just discombobulated because I got super Holy Spirit by praying for people. Which way did I say? If you're a son, you need to be a father. If you're a father trying to be a son, is that what I said? Okay, other way around is true also. If you're a son trying to be a father before, so this is more, to me, this felt more like you're taking on responsibility that's not yours. And I heard a lot of you say this weekend, no longer will this hold you back, but I've been afraid of doing this, this, and this because maybe of what someone would say or think, and you've held on to a responsibility for other people that's not yours.
So I want you to really think about that. What is your role in this family? When all of you know what you carry and what you bring, you know what your strengths are, you know what your place is, and you come every week and you just do that, and you don't just come and, well, I'm not the leader and I don't know what's going to happen today, so I'm just going to let it happen to me. Ow. Just going to let it happen to me. Versus what if you're like, I know I'm an encourager. I know that I am an intercessor. I know that I'm a father. I know that I'm a son. And you come in here and you partnered with Holy Spirit and you ask Jesus, what do you have for me today? If you guys were all coming in every week and bringing what it is that you carry, I tell you what, you'd be really easy to lead for Jeff. Really easy to lead, because there's no micromanaging involved. You guys are just coming in and showing up and being you, carrying what you carry, not trying to be something else, not trying to carry what you're not supposed to carry, but you're stepping into the fullness of who you are. That is when you will become the best version of family, when everybody's in the right roles. And I see a lot of that happening, the positive side. I see a lot of people coming in and knowing who they are and bringing themselves fully, and they're not waiting to be micromanaged, but they're stepping out. But I see this is going to increase. After this weekend, all of this increases for you guys. Yeah, so I just want to pray. Does anyone want an increase of that? Does anyone want an upgrade of knowing who you are, what your role is, what you carry, what the strengths that you bring to this family? I just want to pray over you. Some of you already know really, really well, and that's great. But God, I just ask that you release an increase, Holy Spirit, that you will come into this room and flood through this room with your presence, and that you will flood through the hearts and the minds and the spirits of every single person in this room, that you will teach them, God, that you will teach them who they are, that you will teach them what their strengths are, that you will show them the gifts that you have given inside of them, God, that you will breathe life on the things that you have put inside of them that they are meant to give away and they're meant to step into, that you will encourage them to be able to step into it even deeper, that you will be their biggest cheerleader as they begin to live life the way that they were always created to do. So we just thank you for the sons in this room and the daughters. We thank you for the fathers and the mothers in this room. And God, I thank you that as they continue to grow together, that they will be an upgrade as they continue to walk in the role that they have. We thank you that the sons will become fathers, that the daughters do become mothers. And we thank you that even though we do have a role, we can always still stay in a place of being childlike. But I ask for an upgrade today, God, for every single person standing and the ones who want to stand but don't, for whatever reason, we ask for an upgrade. We ask for an upgrade in their gifts. We ask for an upgrade in what they see and what they feel, what they sense and what they do. And we thank you, God, that you are going before them and that you have their back. All of heaven has your back. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, I'm Bethany, in case you didn't know. I have absolutely loved being here. It has been such an honor. Jared and Leslie, oh my goodness, I just want to move in. you guys are also amazing. I've felt more alive and covered being here than I have by my church family for years and years and years. It's so beautiful what you guys have cultivated here. It's like I just feel like this church is feels like you walk into Jesus' living room when you come in. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for going after him and for the intimacy that you bring, like that your personal walk with the Lord when you come and you just give and you give and you give out of overflow, and it's just, it's so beautiful, and I'm so, so honored to have been a part of what you've had here. And I just felt like I was ministering with giants all weekend.
So good.
There is so, so much, like, I just felt like God was talking, he was talking to me about gardens, and I felt like that was the secret place, the secret gardens of people's hearts, that that you've cultivated it, and you've sat with God, and you've pulled the weeds, and you've stewarded, and you've planted, and you've just been so diligent in taking care of what he's given you and stewarding what he's given you. And I feel like he's that he wants to just see more, how do I word this? The intimacy that you carry and that you come with overflow, I feel like he's beginning to connect that you've been so faithful with you and God, and that you've got the intimacy with you and God, and that he's gonna start intertwining you even to a greater extent. There's just, you've just created such a beautiful, beautiful place here, and it's made a covering and made coming in so easy. It was so easy, and I just want to thank you for that. And during worship, I felt a coolness on my ankle, on my right ankle specifically. So I'm going to kind of take a risk. Did anybody else feel a coolness or a wind on your ankle at all today? Okay. Does anybody have injury in their ankle? Is there pain? Does anybody have pain in either of their ankles? Really? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, thanks Jesus for healing that. Okay, I felt like I was kind of supposed to do like a process of elimination. So, okay, I think it's for you, Courtney. I just saw a picture of you as a little girl, and you were walking in. You walked into Jesus's kitchen, and you were wearing your mud boots, and you had been jumping in mud puddles or something. And you're just, like, there are just puddles of water that you're leaving behind. And I read in Revelation 22, a river of life flows from the throne of heaven. And you have cultivated such an intimacy with the Lord, and you, when you sit with him, it permeates you, and it's leaving puddles everywhere you go, and life is springing up from the puddles. That every, like, when you walk, like, flowers and greenery, like, it's coming, it's just, and yeah, you're called to bring life, and your songs that you talked about being a songwriter, like, your songs are songs that they're an anthem of a generation. So I just want to bless that on you. I'm so excited to hear the songs that come out of you, the life that comes out of you. Yeah. Don't doubt the calling on your life.
Yes.
You're so beautiful, and you pull the beauty out of other people. Yeah. Yeah.
My turn. I'm looking for someone. Okay, now that I know where you are, I'm gonna, okay, first. Wow. Okay, so I stayed with my twin and Janene, Jeff and Janelle, AKA, and the Hembrys, which I call them my Hembrys because they're mine. Man, I'm like, I got the best house, just saying. You know, because it's home for me. It is, it's home for me. The Star Wars blankets are just the cherry on top, but it's home for me. And, you know, when I was in the program, I used to go on pass with them. Oh, man, we've got some stories. But it's always been such a safe place for me. And I have gone through, I mean, can you imagine, like, from rehab to where my life is now? Like, that house has been so, my stops were always their house and Mama Barb's. Always. I go back and forth this I-5 corridor, which is crazy, that my cousin talked about yesterday. All literally from Seattle to Redding, back and forth so many times. And I don't know how many heart changes I did during first year. I don't know how I did that, but I did. And I would come up here when I wasn't not walking in fullness. And I would minister and minister and minister, and then I'd go pass out at their homes. For real. But it's just a crazy how God has brought everything full circle. And this weekend has been so personal for me. There's been so much going on. And there's just not one promise that he hasn't filled in my life. And one's even bigger than I've not even asked for, you know? So I've been wrecked by everyone this weekend, and so many of you guys have spoken so many things. But you, I want you to come here. Yes, you. This guy's been giving me drive-bys all weekend. So, first of all, I knew he wanted to tell me something, but it almost felt like his emotions would take over, you know? And then yesterday, I get done with the team meeting, and I'm in, like, business mode, right? And I come walking in here, and he just walks up to me. No, sorry, the first time, he walks by, just drive nonchalant, and he says, Esther. Lord says, Esther. I'm like, cool, I like that book, right? It's a good book. Then, yesterday, I'm in a team meeting, come in, business mode, whatever, he's standing back there, and he says, the Lord says that your days of sanctification and beautification are done, that your time with the King has happened, and the Lord's saying, ask me up to half of my kingdom. What? I felt the weight on that. Like, so then today, he just walks up to me like, have a cup of tea. He just walks up to me and says, you have the authority to ask for your people. Yay. Wow. I'm like, oh my gosh, I do. Yes. I do. That's a crazy notion. To know that you are in such a place good with God that you have the authority to ask for your people. And I do. So there's a couple of things I'm going to ask for. One, that you guys recognize this guy and you need to be walking up to him every Sunday saying, do you have a word for me? Give him a second because he's going to wreck your life. I told him he's not allowed to hide anymore. Yes. Period. So if he won't bust out, y'all come to this, right? We're talking Wells right here. I just called you up here to bust you out, but I love you. Thanks for the drive-bys. I'm usually known for the drive-bys, but you're amazing. Thank you. Thank you. So, Lord, Lord, Larry Hembree has been on my heart for a really long time. Yeah. And there has been something not okay about the snuffing that has happened over the people in that house. And the discouragement. And Lord, I say every assignment removed right now in Jesus' name. And we call spirits and hearts into wholeness and fullness. Not just to survive and come out of the muck, but wholeness and fullness. And we declare it today. It starts today. Amen. For Jeff, for Janelle, for Sally, and for Larry. That everything they touch turns to gold. Partnered with the heart of the Father. And I ask that in Jesus' name. I ask that what happened here this weekend be this much to this much. That so many different places have been represented here that they go and more and more and more and more. And I just see this huge bonfire when those sparks pop out. Those sparks pop out. That they just start wildfires and it spreads. And I call every single prophecy into today. That it gets released today. So I feel like as a prophetic act, Matt, come here. So this guy drops a bomb on me after the first night. So when I was here, I knew that, when I was in recovery, I'd learned something about some guy named Bob Jones that said something about Longview, and yeah, okay, cool. So I know in like this much of the story, you know, we all know we used to go to the city center with Shafars and bind and cast everything we saw. Didn't know where we were sending it, but whatever, you know. And then I go to Reading, and I find out, hey, Reading's in that prophecy, right? And I heard about the three nests, but I didn't know anything about it. So this guy gets in the car afterwards. He goes, Longview is on that three eagle's nest. And he goes, well, the third one, what's it called? Kelowna. The third one's Kelowna, right? He's like, that's where I'm from. What? Like right here today. So I feel like Reading, what's it, Kelowna? These tree roots are locking.
Yeah.
And we all represent a part of the prophecy. And we call it forth in today. And the eagle's nests have hatched. And the explosion is here. And it's happening. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah. Oh, it's so good in Jesus' name. We declare it.
Amen.
And more, Lord. It's here. It's here. So good. So, oh, wow. That's a nice little tidbit of information to have there. So I feel like, okay, I got to figure out what risks me. I'm stumped. I don't think there's anything I won't do. Yes and amen. No, what I do in Walmart is I say in the name of, hey, for you feelers, who when you go to Winco and Walmart feel like, ugh, this is what you do. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break partnership with the atmosphere. I ask what goes to the atmosphere belongs to the atmosphere, or what belongs to the atmosphere goes to the atmosphere. What belongs to me gets returned to me. And Jesus, right now, I just choose to be aware of only you. Because the truth is that if you're an atmosphere feeler, you're also meant to be an atmosphere shifter. But you have got to be able to soak with the Lord to know what that presence of God feels like on you. So at first you walk into Walmart, right? And then you're like, ugh. All of a sudden I feel like really, ugh, right? But then you start to own your own. Then you realize and you're walking in there and like all of a sudden, okay, I'm a boss, I'm owning it. I'm not feeling icky, I got this. But then You keep that soaking going, right? And that light is in you. What is in you becomes bigger than what's on them. And then you're walking through Walmart and you might not understand, or somebody 9 aisles away might all of a sudden have the voices stop, have the peace in her heart stop. Sorry, yeah, that didn't sound right. Or all of a sudden over just come with happiness, and you might not ever know, that might not ever meet you or see you, but what you're carrying then becomes the atmosphere in Walmart, right? Don't get drowned by the atmosphere. I'm telling you what, when the prophetic conferences happen, my sessions go whoosh, because stuff gets stirred up in the atmosphere. Everybody thinks they're under demonic attack. No, you're just drowning in your own gift. Yeah. Not everything's a demonic attack, right? The enemy does not have that much power at all. But know how he feels on you and wear him. Wear him, right? Oh, that is a good word. That's a good word. So, oh, that's funny. I'm not singing. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
That is not a Jeff.
I ain't singing without you playing.
I don't know. What is I don't know what I was singing.
Well, you were singing something.
My voice is already half gone.
Yeah, no excuses.
Oh, wow. Oh, man. Water. I am not singing Usher. That was last week.
I'm so into that word.
Oh, all right. Oh, man. Actually, you know what? I do have some lyrics replaying in my mind. With a stuffy nose and no voice, this is great.
Or do you just need to acapella it?
I'm not going to acapella it.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. Jesus. So come and blow on through. Spirit, do what only you can do. So come and blow on through. Come and do what only you can do. Come and blow on through. Spirit, do. We're ready for you to come and blow on through. Come and do. One thing, to know your goodness, see your glory. We're transformed by this one thing, to know your presence, see your beauty. All right, so I would love for Jeff and Janelle, Jeff, leaders, all the leadership to come up. cry, mommy. Yes. Oh, it's the heartbeat of heaven right there. Wow. So I feel like I'm a crazy believer in every breakthrough that you get in life that you have the authority to release it. I just decided to get a whole lot in a couple years. And I feel like there's levels of identity that need to be released. Yep. Straight truth and what it's like to embrace fully what is God's truth, even when it opposes your own. And I release that over you. I release that over both of you. And you guys are so powerful. Janelle, man, she can make the world beautiful. She can. I've seen this girl grow so much. And her ability to love the unlovable is crazy. I know I was one of them. I was like the first. But we just want to come up. And we just want to take some time to pray over you guys. And just release. You know, we carry a lot of stuff between us. And you guys have so much of your own. But we can exchange. Like, it's all good. It's like a banking system, I guess. So I'm just going to put the microphone down. And Courtney? Where'd Courtney go? Sorry, will you? Yeah, you got it already? Got it, girl. And we're just going to come up and just pray over you guys and just want to empower you and bless you. You guys, just feel free to extend your hands and just partner with us in agreement.